On the Weekend Show, this is As I See It with Hoosier Ag Today's Gary Truitt. Warning, what you're about to hear may be edgy and not suitable for the kids.
The Memorial Day holiday is full of traditions, both official and unofficial. Most of the official traditions have to do with flags. Most of the unofficial traditions have food involved. Originally designed to honor soldiers fallen in the Civil War, the tradition of decorating the graves of fallen warriors with flowers and flags caused the day to originally be known as Decoration Day. After World War I and World War II, the day evolved into honoring all those killed in battles. In 1950, Congress designated Memorial Day as a day of, quote, prayer for permanent peace, unquote. Well, we saw how well that worked. In 1968, Congress fixed the date for Memorial Day as the last Monday in May. It only became a federal holiday in 1971. Another official tradition was set in place by President Bill Clinton in 2000 when he called on all Americans to observe a moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day. By presidential order, flags are to be flown at half staff until noon on Memorial Day and then raised to full staff as a salute to fallen soldiers. There are no official foods for Memorial Day, but culinary traditions abound, most involving grilling. According to industry standards, 8 out of 10 homeowners in the United States own a grill, and most of them will have plenty of these items on them this weekend. Hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, ribs, pork chops, chicken legs, chicken wings, maybe bratwurst, lamb, shrimp, bison, goat may be tried by some of the more adventurous. All of this is a testament to the importance of the livestock industry. Though chided by radical environmentalists and criticized by vegans, just think of how boring Memorial Day would be without meat. Fruits and vegetables also play a large part in this holiday, with strawberries and blueberries just coming into season. Pies and fruit salads will make their appearance at many gatherings this weekend. Then there's the dairy industry producing cheese for those hamburgers and, of course, ice cream for dessert. So amidst your flag waving and face stuffing this weekend, be sure to take a moment to remember those soldiers, known and unknown, who made the ultimate sacrifice in the service of our country. Also thank American farmers who made it possible for you to enjoy your holiday in a very delicious and satisfying way. That's how I see it. I'm Gary Truitt.